Good afternoon, everyone. What a day yesterday. I mean, I've been through a lot of cold weather games in my career, both as a player and a coach, but that was pretty unique with the stove consistently coming down throughout the day. And just hats off to our fans. I mean, they were terrific to be able to, you know, we're fighting and scratching and clawing and on every single step trying to make a play. And there our fans are just cheering us on and pushing us. It was just a great atmosphere and just really excited about, you know, the way our guys battled. And we came away with a win, which was no easy task yesterday. So just a good effort all the way around.
Leslie, what can you say? It's overtime, and Sean McDermott decides that he's going to punt on fourth and one to try to pin them back. The onus certainly to go squarely on you, and with essentially the game and maybe even the season on the line, just what were your thoughts going into that series at the Colts?
Well, we talked to our guys, you know, at the beginning of overtime about the rules just to make sure everybody was clear and that once our offense went out and didn't score, you know, we couldn't let them, you know, get any points because that would essentially end the game. So we were looking forward as a defense to getting on the field and getting the ball back to our offense and giving our offense a chance to score and win the game. So, you know, I think our guys embraced the moment. We were able to get off the field. Our offense took the football, and of course, LeSean did a terrific job with the finish, and that catch by DT was incredible. So it worked out, you know, perfect from our standpoint.
Leslie, having been a head coach and being in those situations where Sean had to make a decision to punt, I mean, what goes through your mind in those brief seconds that you have to actually make a decision that can ultimately impact your team?
You're right. Those are brief seconds, and a lot of different scenarios are going through your mind, and you're probably consulting with your, in this case, the offensive coordinator and talking through some of the scenarios, and then you have to make a final decision. And you have to trust your gut, you know, sometimes in those situations. And it worked out perfectly for us to be able to get that win. And I think Sean made a great decision. It really worked out well.
Is Matt Milano now the starter at linebacker? He started and played 51 snaps yesterday.
Yeah, we inserted him in the starting lineup yesterday, and he did a terrific job. And we plan on, barring anything happening this week in practice, his starting again against our next opponent, Miami. So, yeah.
And that would be in place of Ed Ramon's spot, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Ramon would be his backup.
Sure. Yep. Yep.
Do you think it's easier to play offense or defense in a game like that?
Ooh, that's a tough one. It wasn't easy, I know, but it's not easy, I guess, for the offense. Yeah. It's just, you know, everything you work on in practice, you can't simulate what happened yesterday. So it's just tough on either side of the ball. And you're just trying to figure out a way to make a play, keep your foot in, and stay square as long as you can. You just know one slip here or one false step could be the difference in the ball game. So I think it's tough on both sides.
Yeah. How do you even go about preparing? How do you adapt to the conditions when you see what they are and what they're like? It's like, is there additional communication that's going on along the sideline? Because you really can't change cleats. I mean, there's no cleat made for that.
No, I mean, there was a lot of talking amongst our players about, you know, how to change the strides, the movements, you know, just the importance of just staying where they needed to be and not getting out of their positions. There was a lot of conversation on the sideline and being able to adjust to the situation, and I thought the guys did a pretty good job of adjusting. It was not, you know, obviously a natural situation, and you had to adjust everything that you were doing, and I thought our guys did a good job of that.
Did you think the penalty that was called in the two-point conversion, do you think it should have been called one play earlier?
You know, I think the officials got it right when they did call it, and I'm glad that they called it when they did, obviously, and it's a clever play, but I think they got it right when they called it. I think they got it right. Yeah.
How difficult was it to be on the sideline when I'm not sure if you've ever been part of a 19-yard drive?
Oh, man.
On 19-yard play drive.
You know, we got them into some fourth downs in that situation. Like, I think three times we had them in fourth down and couldn't make a play. So it's frustrating that we couldn't figure out a way to make a play to end that drive. And so it was difficult. Fortunately, we were able to get back on the field in overtime and help our team. But you have to plan so well throughout that game and really getting off the field, many a times in third down. I think they were like 25%. So in that situation, to not come up with a play, it was definitely frustrating.
Did you have any deja vu yesterday seeing Joe Webb back there?
I told you after the game, I said, a lot of people are surprised that you could step in and do that. I said, but we've seen this before, huh, Joe? And we both laughed. So it's good to see Joe come through for our team, and not surprised. He has the ability to make some plays and some key moments, and he did.
How wild is it that all these years later, you guys are not only back in the same locker room, but, that overtime came down to your defense and him at quarterback, which – same thing as 5 years ago or so.
Yeah, it's kind of weird in some ways. Excited for Joe, excited for our team, and he's a terrific guy, as you probably know. And to see him come through in the clutch, it's really big for our team, big for him.
How difficult do you think it was on guys' legs with the snow, and does that change how you work with players at all earlier this week?
Going into it, we get the weather forecast throughout the week. We have a person in charge of that, and he's given us a report even on Saturday. But nobody really talked about preparing for that type of snow throughout the ball game. And when we get out in pregame and we talked about it, you start realizing that some of the things we had talked about during the week are going to kind of be out of the window. But fortunate for us to where our players responded and the way they played, it almost seemed like they embraced the snow. And they adapted pretty well, and nobody complained. Nobody, said, "Woe is me." I mean, they enjoyed it. And you saw the celebration after the game out there doing all kind of things to show their enjoyment. So it worked out fine.
What did you make of, you've got Tre'Davious White, who's never seen snow, and he's doing jumping jacks and dancing on the field. And then on the other end, you've got a veteran like Kyle Williams, who was out there pregame just with his pants on and no socks, and what did you make of those two things from your guys?
Well, it just shows you the contrast, probably on every team, but in particular our team, because we had a number of guys who've never been in a slow game. I think DT was one of those. He talked about it after the game. So it's just the nature of our business when you got so many guys from so many different parts of the country. And then Kyle, of course, who's played in many of cold weather games, it's nothing new for him. And just the reaction is going to be different than a Tre'Davious who, from LSU but has never played in this type of condition. So it's probably a natural thing to see the reaction by Tre'Davious versus a Kyle.
How tough is it to grade or evaluate individual players' performances given what they were dealing, the conditions they were in? Because they may have been trying to do the right thing, but the conditions just didn't allow it.
That's a great question. When we put on the tape this morning, We were looking at it going like, how are you going to give a guy a minus on this play? And you can barely make out who it is on this play. So we were talking about that. And yet you still want to, grade them correctly. You don't give them any false positives. But it was not an easy game to look at and grade and determine whether a guy should get a minus or a plus on this particular play. Because sometimes you could barely make out, who was who. But it was challenging, but we still are going to put together a few plays for our guys to look at and try to improve on some areas. But it was not easy grading this game, for sure.
If you could dial up the same forecast Sunday against Miami, would you do it?
Whatever it takes for us to win, that's what we'll do, whatever it takes. We get the same results, of course. The results are what matters.
Is that Ryan Davis's best game that he's played so far for you?
The last couple of weeks, he has really stepped it up. And we had a conversation about maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it's really encouraging to see his performance pick up again. He was dealing with some things, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and his performance has picked up, and that's helped us on defense. He's a guy who he's shown that he's more than capable of getting it done for us. But, yeah, that last week was really good, too. He did a good job last week as well. So, he's come along. That's going to help us in the long run, especially, losing Shaq.
What do you, especially on defense, you've had various ups and downs, run defense, whatever things that are happening, losing Marcel and all that stuff, and then to persevere, for this team, for that unit to have persevered to the point where it stood when it needed to yesterday, and then to find this team still in the playoff hunt after all it's gone on?
Well, you know, we talked on Saturday night. We were talking about with our players about how resilient they've been throughout the season, just for the reasons you mentioned, John. There have been so many ups and downs over the course of the year, but we're not unlike a lot of teams in our league who face some similar situations, maybe not to the same degree. But one of the things you have to recognize when you're in this league, in the National Football League, there are going to be some highs, there are going to be some lows. Now, we're at a point in December where things really, really matter to a great degree. And part of why these games are as important as they are to us now is because of what happened in September and October with our team. So we set ourselves up to be in this position where we could be in the playoff hunt. So kudos to our players for battling through some difficult moments where they could have easily said, our season is over, we're not going to turn it around, we're not going to improve, but they are fighting and scratching and clawing, trying to, you know, get better. And to battle the way they did yesterday in those conditions and not give in to the elements, that's a big deal, and it's a credit to our leadership on our team. And we got some tremendous leaders, Cal being one of those guys, and you know, even Jerry and other guys on our defense and on our team that are kind of keeping that locker room together. And I think Sean deserves a lot of credit as well. I mean, he's done a terrific job of just keeping the guys focused and not getting caught up in some of the other things that could distract you from being focused on the next opponent.
Is it a little bit – unique, maybe, I'm not sure where's the right word, but given the amount of new guys that to have come together that quickly and to, you know, it's easier for a veteran team not to hang its hat and say, okay, we're done. But for a bunch of new guys that don't know each other to have gone through this and persevered.
Yeah, you know, part of that speaks to the culture that's been created here by Sean. It's unique in that way, just like you said. I mean, there have been a number of times, if you look back at our season, where you know, you could say these guys are done. And here we are with three games left, and we're right in the thick of it. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen over these final 3 weeks. But I think everybody in this room would agree you expect this team just to continue to fight and fight and fight and not give in. And but it just speaks to the culture that Sean has created here on our football team.
Coach, what do you think of the fans yesterday?
Our fans were, like I said earlier, they were just terrific. I looked up in pregame and then as the game went on and saw the Bowls field, and I'm going like, wow. And the noise, I mean, we had some noise out there as well, which made it difficult for the opponent. So our fans were terrific. To stick it out through, as we all know, some tough conditions, but to be there cheering us on, pushing us, it's a big deal, you know, when you're the home team. So we need to keep giving them something to shout about, and we're going to try to do that again this weekend.
Your car snowed in when you got to it in the parking lot?
It was. It was hard to get out, but I enjoyed getting the snow off because after a win, you know, nothing gets you down. So it was all good, all good. So.
I think you said that it's tough to look at the film and really analyze it. But one thing that were positive happened for guys is, what is that a sign of? Is that just strength, being able to push the snow? Is it footwork? Is there anything that you're kind of seeing there as you're looking at film?
Well, there's some things that, you know, we can pull from that tape that should help us if we find ourselves in a similar game in the future, and we very well could. And we talked about that, just jotting down some notes about what things we would do differently, how we would approach it going into the game if we knew that the situation was going to be like it was yesterday. So there are definitely some things that we can pull from it that should help us in the future if we end up in a similar situation. So.
Coach,